Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Hundreds of so-called transgender California inmates are now requesting transfers to women's prisons. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
So that means, Matt, that biological men want to be transferred into women's prisons.
Right.
Yeah, right.
In fact, the California prison system has received 261 applications since January of 2021.
Only in California.
And these are from so-called transgenders. These are men, biological men, in the men's prisons throughout the state that now say, oh, well, you know, I am a woman, and therefore I want to be transferred over to the women's prisons.
Think about these guards now. They've said that if we think it's bad now, be prepared for the worst, that it's going to be off the hook. It's going to be jumping. They're going to need a facility that's going to be like a maternity ward. They say we're going to have an inmate program where inmates become nannies.
Yeah, I mean, these requests, you know, and these didn't come out of the nowhere. The request, 261 just since January, the requests were filed after a state law. You guessed it. California has gone off the deep end in so many ways. Came into effect allowing the so-called transgender inmates to transfer to different prisons. Around 1%, it's estimated, of prisoners in California, or 1,129 inmates in total, have notified the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitations that they are transgender or they're non-binary. In other words, they're not male nor female, or I don't know where they go if they're not male or female. But you know, if they're, I mean, where do they go if they're not?
I don't
male
know.
Or in fact, where do they go if they're both? Because you know, people think about this as well. You think of Bruce Jenner. He's a man. He's parading around as a woman.
And you know, he wants to run for governor of California, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
It's unbelievable.
But this so-called transgender thing is not just a man who wants to identify as a woman or vice versa. It's somebody who wants to identify as non-binary. What's that mean? That you're not male or female, or that you're both.
Sorry, look at your parts. You're either male or female.
You know, and we had this in Wisconsin and Madison with this elementary school teacher.
The one who wanted to be called Mix because he couldn't decide what
Sent
he was.
Sent out a video with the blessing of the principal of the first through fifth grade elementary school. Sent out a video, said, hey, you all knew me as Mr., but, you know, I've got a secret to share. It's not really who I am. I am both male and female. Sometimes both, and sometimes neither. So therefore, from now on, children, you need to call me Mix, MX, because I'm a mixture. I'm neither, non-binary. So I don't know what you do with those people. But at any rate, here, what we do know is we have hundreds of applications by men who are biological men that have been in the men's prison, and now they say they want to identify as a woman, and therefore they're requesting transfers to the women's prisons. So that means that they'll be around women. They're biological men in the women's prisons.
So you can just see the sexual violence escalate as a result.
You know, I know, it's crazy. And for these men, you know, that say, I mean, you this is just, it's absurd because you really think about it. What's the criteria to say, well, okay, I guess you are identifying as a woman? Well, first of all, they have this nonsense to say, well, you're only assigned your sex at birth by somebody, and that was the wrong assignment. Well, no, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Are you male? Are you female? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out at birth. And nobody's assigning it as a human. It's not like you made a clerical mistake, put M there versus F, and it was just a typo. God assigned you that sex at birth.
And this is another way for people to avoid accountability to God. He made us male and female. It's very clear. And you want to avoid that or say you're not who he made you? That's wrong.
Yeah, and it's nonsense. Other states, including Massachusetts and Connecticut, also have legislation similar to California's allowing inmate transfers. The first such transfer took place in 2019 after a so-called transgender woman jailed in Massachusetts sued the state in order to be placed in a woman's prison. You know, and you have to understand their lingo. When somebody says they're a transgendered woman, you really reverse the word because they're actually a biological man. They call him a transgendered woman. It's a biological man. A transgendered man is a biological woman.
But think about it, Matt. They're in a prison for committing crime. And then you're going to put them in with the opposite sex. You're going to see the crimes escalate.
Well, what if somebody's in there for committing sex crimes?
Right.
And then they say, you know what? I'm going to be in this male prison for a long, long time. Why don't I just spend the rest of my years in prison over in the women's side?
Right, just say that I'm a woman so I can be with them.
And they can not only you know, meet with them throughout the different, you know, gatherings, but in some places they have more than one, you know, prisoner in the same cell.
And the women have nowhere to run when that happens. The victims, I mean.
So this kind of nonsense, and it's nonsense for sure, is going to be really escalated through the so-called H.R. 5, the Equality Act that the House passed. It's in the Senate. We have a page at Liberty Council, lc.org/HR5, lc.org/HR5. And we would like you, we want you, we urge you to, number one, learn about it. Number two, fax the senators. And number three, sign the petition. You can also call the senators from that page as well. You can find out the number there, and you can call. Now, you may be living in a state where you say, well, my senators, there's just no way. They're so pro-LGBTQ that they're not going to listen. I understand that. But the facts in the petition is going to other senators that can be moved. So you can participate in the faxing and the petition component, even though you live in a state where it may be hopeless to have either one of your senators listen to reason. So lc.org/HR5, and then send that information to others as well. lc.org/HR5. This HR5, the so-called misnamed Equality Act, pushes LGBT and Q and abortion into every area of our lives. And so what you're seeing here with this absurd story in California would be nationwide. And it would go way beyond prisons. It'll affect everything on the internet. It affects churches. It affects religious schools. Noncompliance will result in lawsuits by the Department of Justice, private lawsuits, loss of tax exemption for nonprofits, loss of accreditation for schools. It repeals or revokes the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993, and therefore takes away any claim or defense that you can have against the application of this very broad LGBTQ and abortion law.
And this even affects churches. I mean, if you're going to have to require people that are confused, sexually confused, to work with your children, pedophiles will be working with your children in Sunday school or a Christian school or going off on trips. You can allow the boys into the girls because they say that they identify as a girl. I mean, it's just unbelievable what this will open up.
Yeah, for example, if you have a church outing and you go to a camping overnight trip, the boys could demand to sleep in the girls' tents. Or you go to a place where you're sleeping in a hotel, boys in one place, girls in another, the boys could demand that they sleep with the girls in the girls' room. If you say no, that's violating H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act. And it also applies to use of your facilities at church, weddings, then you'd have to open it up for same-sex ceremonies. It applies to schools, sports, across the board, hiring. And you mentioned, you know, pedophilia. Somebody might say, well, how does it apply to pedophilia? Well, the Senate version says the Q, LGBTQ, is queer. That's the definition of it. L is lesbian. Gay is, G is gay. B is bisexual. And T is for transvestite and transgender. Q is for everything else. Q covers the entire universe of sexual paraphilias. There's about 549 such, including pedophilia, somebody who's attracted to minors. And, you know, this has been in the agenda for a long time. This bill is the most serious threat to religious freedom. And this kind of nonsense here with men saying they want to transfer over to women's prisons is just the tip of the iceberg, because it'll affect everything. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/HR5. That's /HR5. lc.org/HR5. Send it to your friends, put it on social media, and take action today.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.